This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special research edition. And if you've not registered at the website ccc.qbook.tv, if you haven't registered there, register. Because when you register, you get to see another special menu called Research. And you get a lot of really detailed stuff there, a lot of video, a lot of audio, shows like this. And this show comes with a lot of pictures, downloads, and today, specifically, a research paper that explains some of the things I'm going to be talking about that looks into the different perception of TCM and Western medicine. So let me contextualize a little bit. This is the third part of a three-part series. I'm going to do this all alone. James is not here today because there's a special reason for that. James and I did get together. We did record this show, but what happened was we got off track talking about methodology of online surveying. So if you're interested on online surveying and the details, you want to listen to the next show. That's going to be show 40. This is show 39. So if you want to get more detail about online methodology, survey creation, I've got some tips there, a lot of graphics, a lot of pictures, even some code examples. Take a listen to that show. Take a look at that. And remember, again, that's a research show. You register at the website, and you get a whole new menu called Research, and a lot of really rich stuff there. So we kind of wrapped up one part, and we got off track to methodology, so let me go ahead and come back and give our listeners a more overview of the study we were talking about that wraps up this three-part series. The series so far is we've been looking at TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, and looking at how perceptions of that compared to perceptions of Western medicine. And we had some kind of basic idea that is, let's not get confused and think that things are backwards in Asia. They're very up to date. You've got some of the most modern hospitals. Some of them are marvelously up to date, look like brand new hotels, great medical treatment, great facilities. Everything's top notch. There's no doubt about this. In Japan, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong, in Singapore, and now in parts of China, really, really up to date stuff. However, alongside of that, something you might not see is traditional Chinese medicine, which is widely practiced, widely accepted, widely used. And in Taiwan, you even can drop in with your national insurance card and just go in. So if you're interested in that, the last two shows cover that in detail, including a focus group of young people. And today, I'm going to go into a research example. So this is really great for you if you're a PhD student, a master's student, or just generally a researcher interested in this topic. But what I'm going to do is go over how we researched this, what the details were, how we did the analysis. Now, the question we start with is, what are the differences in consumers' perception between TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, and Western treatment choices? And so the history of treatment choice has a long history in the literature. James and I talked about that. You can listen to the next show to get some more detail. But I'm going to jump right into what we did in this study to kind of answer those questions. Now, you can download the paper. I have a PDF there you can download. This is work I did with one of my graduate students a few years ago. I haven't really updated it very much, so it's a very rough paper cut down from the thesis and a lot of Chinese English in there because a lot of it was maybe made in Chinese to start with. I'm working on it. As I update it, I'll upload it, and maybe it'll get a little bit better. I've highlighted some main points in there that you can go through while you're listening to the show. So if you're listening to this and you haven't gotten to the website, get over there, and you can download the draft of the paper. Let's look at some of the hypotheses we started with. And one of them at the very beginning is very straightforward, and that is that a familiarity with TCM, that is people who have already experienced TCM, will rate the factors of choosing Western or TCM for TCM higher. That is a very basic assumption. If a consumer has already used TCM, then we're thinking they're going to be familiar with it. Therefore, when they go to look at the choice options, that is the main variables that influence your choice of clinic or hospital, or in this case, even fundamental treatment, they'd rate TCM higher. Alternatively, the next hypothesis is consumers that were familiar with Western treatment would rate Western clinics higher than TCM clinics. So it seems like a real basic kind of beginning there. The next hypothesis, number two, that we go on to is that if someone has familiarity with both treatments, that is TCM and Western, then those will be equivalent ratings or somewhat equivalent or at least not statistically significant different than when they rate their TCM separately or when they rate Western separately. So in other words, if you had familiarity with both of them, you had experience with both, as I've had, when I rate these two, I will give them similar ratings, so it's not a big difference. So these hypotheses are all very complementary, and that's very normal in business research, that we have hypotheses that are close to each other, just kind of differentiating in the margin. Hypothesis number three is that familiarity with TCM and Western treatment consumers rate importance of choice factors lower than consumers with TCM, Western, or dual treatment. So again, it's going a little bit into the margin, a little just slightly different. Now, a lot of students, when they begin studying business research and they find these hypotheses are just a little bit different, they get a little bit confused or think this is not useful, this is not big. But, you know, overall, our big research question is, what's the deal here on your variables when you choose TCM or Western, and how does your experience, your previous experience, influence that? So this is the overall question. I think it's a really important question. It's a really good question. But when we make our hypotheses, we can't make them that general. We have to make them very, very familiar, very specific, and very related to the topic. So, you know, stick with it there, and this is just the way it goes. So we have these hypotheses, and we go on to the fourth hypothesis, which again is somewhat complementary but brings in a little extra dimension, and that is hypothesis number four. Consumers responding to TCM frame will rate the importance of choice factors differently than consumers who respond to a Western frame. And so what we're doing here is we're talking about the question frame. And we've kind of brought this up in the show before, and that is, if you talk to consumers and you're a Western visitor to Hong Kong or to China, and you begin asking them something like, well, where do you go to get your medical treatment? If you have a broken limb or you feel sick or you have a cold, who do you go see? There's a very high chance that in their response, they're going to try to tell you something that makes them feel good, or at least they think that you'll respond to positively. In other words, you've framed the question in a way that they'll want to give you the answer you're looking for. And in Asian culture, this is especially relevant because there's a great emphasis on saving face, and they don't want you to lose face, and they don't want to lose their own face. And so they're very likely to give you answers that may not really be true. That's not to say that they're lying or that they don't understand or that they forget something. It's just that at that moment, the context that they're thinking in, they don't bring up that, yeah, just last week they did go to a Chinese doctor, but they just forget it all of a sudden. They don't think about it because they think that you're talking about the Western doctor. And even if they told you, they might think, well, you wouldn't understand it, so this is not really an option to tell you. So what we're going to look at is, how serious is this framing question for TCM and Western clinics when consumers go to consider their options of going to either or? So that's really what we're talking about. Now, the methodology for this, you can go ahead and listen to the next show, which is show 40, the research show. We go really into detail on the online survey methodology. One key part of the survey that we designed, and this is, I should make it clear, a quantitative statistical study. So we wanted to give a survey, get the answers back, and analyze the data through a statistical methodology. The important point at the beginning was we wanted to make sure that we could somehow classify the respondents based on their experience. So we wanted to look at their actual experience with TCM or their actual experience with Western. But we're not going to measure their specific experience with were they satisfied or not satisfied. Rather, what we're going to look at is, did this consumer actually ever experience TCM? If they did, are they a light user or a heavy user? Did this other consumer who's responding to our survey, did they ever experience Western medicine treatment, and then were they light or heavy users? And then there's the in-between. Is this respondent, has this respondent experienced both, and are they a heavy user of either or? So we're trying to classify our respondents into these groups. And we started out thinking that we're going to get, you know, basically two main groups, TCM users and Western users. But actually, once we began some preliminary study, we found that there's a huge number, probably the majority, were dual utilizers. They use both. So then we started thinking, okay, we've got three groups, basically. TCM users, traditional Chinese medicine, Western medicine service users, and dual utilizers, people who go to both. Then we went back to the literature, and we think, what are the dependent variables we're going to look at? And now we have to get really specific. So we're looking at choice factors when consumers think about choosing a hospital or choosing a medical service. And we found that there were big dimensions and small dimensions. We're going to talk about the big ones just to save time. Big eight dimensions. Eight. Time, convenience, staff, physical facilities, cost, clientele, institutional, and care issues. Eight big variables. Eight big areas. Now, these areas are going to have sub-dimensions, and those sub-dimensions are actually going to be the specific variables that we base our questionnaire on. So we went ahead and we look at these eight dimensions. We look at the existing literature, which is multiple published papers, and then we draw out what are the very specific questions related to those. So when we're talking about physical facilities, what is it we're talking about? When we talk about costs, what are we talking about? When we're talking about care, what kind of care? And it could be care from the staff, care from the nurses, care from the doctor, etc. So those were the variables we draw out. And from those, we created our survey. And you can go ahead and look at the paper. And we had many, many questions that we can then ask. Now, it's important that each dimension has at least two survey questions related to it. Of course, the more is the better, because you're never quite sure how those questions are going to really accurately measure the dimension you're looking at. So these dimensions are really latent dimensions, that is, not really directly so measurable. So we want to get questions that are more directly answerable and measurable, and those questions should add up to equal the larger dimension. So this is kind of basic research methodology. We went ahead, we put that survey online, and again, the next show 40 research show, you can check out the details of that. We were able to get 469 respondents, and we were able to get a pretty good age and gender result. The age, the average age, the mean age was 29, so we weren't too young. And we were getting 70% female and 30% male, probably because we were looking at people who were active in being online looking for medical information. Of course, gender-wise, it's the case that females tend to check out medical information more than males do, especially online. So that's a reflection, and this is definitely a bias. We're talking to people who are active in their medical care, in finding their medical information. Now, you may think this is a negative bias, but we see it as being a positive bias in that we understand the frame we're working in, the sample frame. People who are actively thinking about their medical care, actively checking out alternatives. And so these are the consumers we're trying to draw information out from. Now, it would be good to take the results and later go out and try to find a different group and see if the results hold for that group also. But we begin with people who are active so that we can at least build up some kind of structure for our theory. So you can see in table number 2, we have the demographics, a lot of detailed demographics, because the online survey, we could ask a lot of those demographic kind of questions. The results came back, and we were able to do things like Kornbach's alpha and Gutman's split half test to see how reliable the survey questions responses were. And we came up with a Kornbach's alpha of 0.94, which is pretty good. A split half measure of 0.87, which again is pretty good. There's absolutely no question with that. We can go ahead and do more tests if we wanted to, but I'm going to just jump right into our next big step. Now, here's a key point, and that is we specifically set this study up to use ANOVA analysis, in this case, MANOVA analysis. And the reason is that I think in most of our surveys that we do and most of the research questions, MANOVA is really, really flexible. You can answer a lot of questions. You just need to make sure that you set your study up correctly at the beginning, which is you need to have a division between the types of questions, the subject matter, or the groups. And in this case, we do. We have two separate groups. One group is going to be our TCM. One group is going to be our Western. And in fact, we know this for sure no matter what because we made the survey this way. We actually had half of the respondents answer the survey about TCM. The other half answered the survey about Western. And when they entered the site, there was a randomization of that. So if you came to my survey, you may have answered a survey about TCM, even if you've never used TCM before. On the other hand, your friend who came to the survey site, he may have been randomly assigned to Western medical treatment questions. The questions were exactly the same except for that key word, TCM or Western. So when it asked you about the service you encountered from the reservation desk, and one person got at the TCM clinic, another person got at the Western medical clinic. Everything else exactly the same, of course, all in Chinese, all in Mandarin. So we know that we've divided into two separate groups based on their entry into the survey site. So these are our independent variables. This is a 2x2 design here. Well, actually, it's more complex than that. This is one of the twos here. This is a two. We're going to talk about the other stuff a little bit in a second. So this is one of our big splits. So ANOVA's perfect because we know that we've already separated into two groups. And a lot of researchers, especially in East in Asia, are always looking for really complicated ways to do their studies. But you know, T-test and ANOVA can answer a lot of questions really well. And the great thing is you can make a table, you can explain it. And we have that table, table number 3, which simply sums up our MANOVA results. Now, this is our very beginning results, and we have our F values on here. So if we take a look at this table, what we have are our experiences in the top of the table. This is saying that the people who entered the survey, at the very beginning we asked them, in the last month, in the last 6 months, in the last year, what were the services, the medical services you received? And so we divided up the groups based on that. So we have dual users, dual utilizers, the people who are exclusively Western users, the people who are exclusively TCM users, and then we had a group of people who didn't use either within the last year. So we have none. Now, the dual utilizers, we have 233, that is people who use both. Exclusively Western, we have 190 respondents, and exclusively TCM, 14, and none, 32. So this tells us right away that there's very few people who exclusively use TCM, but there are a very large number of people who exclusively use Western. And of course, the biggest group is dual utilizers. So we put it into this table here, and we can go ahead and look at our differences. And here we have in the bottom part of the table, you can see we've got survey type, so that's TCM. And here we're going to go ahead and we can look at TCM compared to Western, what are the differences? And if you go down a little bit more, we have F values, and the first group of F values is for experience, the second one for survey type, and then the last one is experience by survey type. So here's where we get the interaction effect. We have two survey types by 1, 2, 3, 4 experiences. That would be a 2x4 design, which means you're getting really complicated here, right? It's possible that you have interaction. The interaction simply means that it's possible that when people answer the TCM survey, that is the frame of reference is TCM, we ask them all the questions on TCM, they may answer specific parts of the survey differently based on if they're dual utilizers or TCM utilizers or just Western utilizers than someone who answered based on the Western frame. So that kind of interaction can get very complicated, and that's what we're testing for here. So the first thing we look at here is the F values on the top for the experience. And as we go through there, we can see that the difference between dual utilizers, Western utilizers, TCM exclusive, and none, we can look at the F values down at the bottom, and we don't get a whole lot of significant differences. We do get some. For example, on the WT, which is waiting time, there'll be a difference. And you can just go back and look at the subscript, which tells you, is it the dual is higher, the Western is higher, the TCM. Now, this is not actual experience. These numbers, we did not ask them for what was your experience. We asked them for your expectation. So we're asking when you're what's important, how important is this to you, and how much do you think this is important when you're considering your options? So when you're considering going to the hospital, how important is waiting time? Now, the funny thing about the study is we've kind of tricked people a little bit, because if I answered this and I said, well, waiting time is really important for me, but the survey I received was for Western Medical Clinic, and I say, well, waiting time is very important, so I'm going to answer it maybe 5 out of 7. But another person, he received the exact same question, only his question was, when you're considering a TCM clinic, how important is waiting time to you? So things are a little bit tricky here, because what we're saying is it's possible that consumers do not consider waiting time to be the same level of importance when you ask them about these different clinics. Again, we're not asking about actual experience. And this would be a really subtle point that a lot of people would miss. You may go out and give a survey and say, how important is waiting time to you when you're considering going to the doctor? And people will say it's 5 or it's 6 or it's 7. But what we're saying is, actually, the way they answer is influenced by the way you ask the question. And so that's what we're testing here. We're really looking at that. And, of course, we're also looking at, does the person's background of, are they dual utilizers, Western utilizers, TCM exclusive utilizers, make a difference? And here we see that on some questions it does, but on most questions, the actual experience, dual, Western, TCM, or none, is not a big factor. It doesn't make a big difference, but we do see that the survey type, or what we call the frame of reference here is what I'm using it as, does seem to have a lot of variables that do have a statistical significant difference. If you just look at the survey type line, all those stars there, we're ending up with statistical differences. And then we look at the interaction, which is telling us in some situations that those differences actually do come out, depending on whether you're Western, dual, or whether you're TCM or Western frame, you see? So it's a little bit complicated, this 2x4 design. Now, what we do is we go ahead and we break that out in more detail, and that's table number 4. So in table number 4, we look at, in the two separate cases, the two frames, which are TCM on the left and Western on the right, now we're going to look at all of the variables that did have a statistical significant difference for interaction, and those are reservation, traffic and parking, receptionist, service quality, medical staff, specialized equipment, doctor reputation, clinic, hospital reputation, inside service scape, past experience, and past bad news or word of mouth, negative word of mouth. These are the variables that had a significant interaction. Now we go ahead and look at it specifically in the case of TCM and Western, and then we break it down one more level, which is in the case of dual utilizers, in the case of Western-only utilizers, in the case of TCM-only utilizers, in the case of none, people who don't use either. And then we can go ahead and break it out and say, okay, statistically, are there differences here? And you can go ahead and look at the table. You know, in audio, it's not going to come across to you very clearly. Obviously, it's a little bit complicated. I don't want to be reading the numbers and numb you to death. But what we end up with is some very interesting findings, and let me summarize those. So the statistics really allow us to get a handle on where these differences are. And they're very, very reliable. What's interesting here is that we have hundreds of respondents. And across those respondents, we've separated them randomly into these two frames. And theoretically, I mean, they should not be different. If there's not a difference in people's attitude towards waiting time, it should be they consider waiting time how important. It doesn't really matter what they're doing. And in this case, we're even narrowing the focus to going to see the doctor. Now, if you're going to see the doctor, how important is waiting time? It shouldn't matter how I ask the question. It shouldn't matter if I ask you about going to see the Chinese doctor or going to see the Western treatment doctor. Your thoughts about your expectation of how long you should wait should be the same. But we find out that in some variables, it is not the same. So what is it that's actually different? And this is where we have our very interesting finding. We find that there is a difference based on the frame of reference and based on the experience. And let me look into that here. We have on table number 5, kind of the hypothesis results where we summarize it. And we find out that for patients, or in this case respondents, who have TCM familiarity, that is, they go to TCM, they do have that experience, they actually do not have a higher expectation of TCM treatment or a lower expectation of TCM treatment compared to Western at all. However, consumers that do have a familiarity with Western treatment, they do tend to rate higher their expectations of that Western treatment compared to the TCM treatment. So there's an actual perception that if they're going to consider these two places, their expectations of the Western is higher and their expectation of the TCM is lower. So that was actually supported in our statistical findings. And then those people have dual experience, the dual utilizers. They've used both. They tend to rate the importance of the choice factors for TCM and Western in a similar way across the two treatments. That is, when they look at Western and they look at TCM, they kind of have the same expectations. And these are people who are dual utilizers. And so it seems like we have something very interesting. How do we put this all together again? The choice factors that the consumers are considering seem to be influenced by their experience and the frame of reference. It's a little bit complicated. So how's an easy way to explain this? If your question is based on a Western frame, I ask you on a Western frame, I ask you about going to a Western clinic, you tend to, or in this case, Chinese consumers, our respondents in our sample frame, tend to rate the Western clinic higher in many, many variables. That is, their expectation of many parts of the experience is higher, and their expectation of the TCM is somewhat lower. On the other hand, if you look at their actual experience, if the consumer has experience with TCM, they tend to rate TCM higher. If they don't have TCM experience, they tend to rate TCM lower. This means that the consumers who are exclusive users of Western hospitals, they tend to look down on or think TCM cannot fulfill their expectations. And so when you ask them about it, they have much lower expectations in general. So they're kind of hypothesizing, if I did go there, which I wouldn't because I don't like to go there, I don't even know what it is, I've never gone there, I'm exclusively a Western medical user, but if I went there, I would think that's, you know, there's no way I can have much expectation of that. On the other hand, the consumers who do have experience with it, they don't have a problem. And they say that actually, yes, this is not a problem, this is not an issue, and they have similar expectations, or they raise their expectations for the TCM clinic. So we get two kind of situations going at once. One is the frame and one is the experience. In the case of the frame, when you ask people in a Western frame about a Western clinic, they automatically raise their expectations. What is this about? Is this about modernity? Is this about What is it about? Is it about a reality? Well, in this show and all of my research, we're always talking about these illusions of modernity, and I think this is a big part of it. You're asking about a Western clinic. The expectation is, well, this is so-called modern, quote-unquote, so it should have these things, and they go ahead and they answer in that way. Don't forget, they are online. Don't forget, they are being asked and answering questions in a very artificial way. So, of course, there's an expectation that maybe they think they should answer in a special way. Similarly, consumers who are answering questions and they've never experienced TCM, they may think, well, this is a very negative thing. This is something that's not good, and they will give that much lower expectation. And so as far as it goes to business application, then we can say, well, look, we need to educate or at least get the word out about TCM to some of these users who are exclusive Western because they're automatically looking down on the TCM treatment. However, the majority of the market dual utilizers don't seem to have this problem. And if you're a researcher, or even a marketer, you need to be very careful because if you go out and ask questions and you're going to ask about a Western clinic or even ask about a TCM clinic together in the same survey, guess what? The Western's going to automatically get inflated scores because the frame of reference is inflating those scores, even though the experience, people who have dual experience, they actually perceive both as being fairly equal. But if you ask it in a Western context, all of a sudden, the scores get inflated. The expectation gets inflated. What does this mean for service providers? Well, this actually could have somewhat of a benefit because if the expectation of consumers is lower, they should be easier to satisfy, especially since in this research, went out and did a lot of field work. We find, and as we found in the last two shows, these places are very modern. They have a lot of up-to-date equipment. They do a lot of computer stuff, a lot of things that consumers may not know about if they've never experienced it before. So this means that service providers that are giving TCM treatment, if they can get the word out, if they can get consumers to at least try, these consumers who are exclusive Western users, if they could try it, they may actually be impressed with it because they have lower expectation. And I have to say, I think that's probably my experience. I'm a big fan of TCM now, but when I first went there, I probably had very low expectation. In one of the earlier shows, I talked about a negative experience I had with a lot of pain when I sprained my ankle, and I didn't go back for maybe 10 years. That kind of turned me off. But when I did go back, finally, I found that the places were completely up to date, completely modern, really cool, really easy to use, easy to access, and some really well-trained doctors. So that convinced me, and I probably had low expectations, so my satisfaction went up quite an amount. So this kind of research, by using the structured approach, we have our hypotheses, we generate our hypotheses coming out of the literature, we look at the latent variables, break them down into smaller variables that are easier to ask questions, add that all up, create a framework for our study, use a simple approach like a t-test, a chi-squared, an ANOVA, and then we look for interaction effects, and then we can get an answer. And that's what we have here. So a really powerful way to do research, but it's not very hard. And so my students are always a little bit confused because they're always looking to things like SEM, structural equation modeling, or really complex things, drawing boxes and arrows, trying to find influence. This study, for example, we really don't know what causes this. We have no way to know what causes this. We're simply measuring the differences, and that's what most research does. Don't forget, the whole goal of business research is to find those segmentations, find those differences. It's not necessarily helpful to know what the causes are, although I guess in general it would be great to know what the causes are, but guess what? That is really, really, really hard, if not impossible, to really find out because humans are complex. That black box in their head is really difficult to trace lines through. Although on a piece of paper it's easy to draw, in reality it's very difficult to measure. ANOVA, chi-squared, t-test can answer your questions about differences, but you need to begin the research from the very beginning clear on what your differences are. Here we very clearly separated two groups: people who were asked TCM questions, people were asked Western clinic questions. Same question, only one phrase different, TCM, Western. That was it. That was the difference. Then one more difference was experience levels. Experience levels we weren't too sure about. We waited till the data came in, and then we used that data to classify in the four groups. Therefore, 2x4 design, there you go. You can run MANOVA. Great. So my suggestion to you is, if you're a researcher doing this, go for it. Keep things simple, keep things straightforward, and you'll really get some positive answers. If you're a business person or a researcher who's just interested in these results, my finding is, watch out how you ask things in the East, because that frame of reference, that assumption of modernity, can really powerfully overwhelm answers in ways that you never expected. This is Talk of Asian Marketing, with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Meow, 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 meow